think we discussed this yesterday during Mic'd Up. If Alabama, Georgia, if this was like a rivalry. Did we talk about this in our show? Was this
a little bit. Yeah. We sprinkled it in there.
And I felt like this superseded that, right? This is beyond a rivalry just because it's two, like, as I put it, like juggernauts, two really good programs just happening to be playing each other that have done so on occasions in the past. But I don't look at it as being a rivalry like, you know, Georgia Tech or something like that.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting how hard Drew went in and said it was.
Yeah.
Honestly, in
our
crossover.
I just don't agree with him.
It's not taking away from it.
It's not taking away from it. It's almost like it's bigger than a rivalry, in my
opinion.
Their matchup's been so sporadic that it's hard to say rivalry.
Well, that's honestly the point for me. That I think, Mike, you nailed it with that. I think Florida-Alabama from the early 90s through till probably but really recently when Florida became just a debacle of a program, you could call that a rivalry because they always seem to meet and play each other for an extended amount of time, and they played each other during the regular season regularly. Georgia has and Alabama have hardly played at all in the regular season. And then all of a sudden recently they have started meeting in bigger games.
Now, granted, I don't know. I wouldn't know the history of Florida Alabama before 2004, 2003 as much as you. But I would say that those are very, very comparable situations.
They played basically each other for the first five SEC championships: 92, 93, 94. They didn't in 95, but they did in 96. They did again in like 99. But they've also were playing each other in the regular seasons, and then they played each other throughout that time frame during the regular season. Then they heated back up for a few years.
Yeah, we played Florida in 05 and 06 when I was in school for sure, and I think they matched back up in 10.
The 05 one was brutal. That was the blowout, and then that was Urban's first year, the Tyron pro throw injury.
Do you remember what happened in the 2023 SEC championship game?
Oh, I do. That was Jalen Milroe had a big run in that game to seal the deal. And Alabama, but those two of the fastest perimeter defenses I remember ever seeing in that game.
Do you want to talk about turning them guys back into the shoot the way we talk of Raheem Morris and the Falcons? That was a big deal in that game for sure.
So now the big question for the Dogs is how can they try to stop Jalen Milroe? That's something Kirby Smart talked about. He said he's a different football player. He's as different of a football player in college football as I've played against in a long time.
I was listening to Cole Kubelik talk about how they're using Alabama. I mean, how they're using Jalen Milroe. You could watch the Wisconsin game, Mike, and see how they're using Jalen Milroe. It feels to me like Kalen DeBoer is one of these guys in his offensive systems. He goes, "What fits you the best? Let's do that." When he first got Michael Penix in Indiana, he used him as a runner because of the talent around him. And then Penix obviously had some injuries. When he got to Washington, he was like, "We got all these great receivers. Air it out." He's just trying. I feel like he is using they're showcasing Jalen Milroe to make him one of the best college players in the country.
Yeah, and I think the beautiful thing is they are using him in design runs. And honestly, I thought Bama did this in the SEC title game last year, but really were not willing to leading up to this title game. It's one of the reasons I think they got in trouble against Auburn and had to convert 4th-and-31 because I don't think they designed run for Jalen Milroe. But in the Georgia game last year, a lot of that was let's get Jalen to the perimeter and he can run it if he wants to. He can throw it if he wants to. These have been like straight up empty backfield quarterback counter style runs that they've employed this year. So I think it's definitely a different dynamic. And honestly, it's a rivalry or it's not a rivalry. I think it's so interesting to look at these two teams with a different head coach in Tuscaloosa facing off with completely different game plans. There's a lot of the X's and O's science that'll be going on this weekend, especially with game day in town and everything else.
But you also talk about the growth of the quarterback, the growth of Jalen Milroe from being with Saban to now Kalen DeBoer. And I know when I had them against Ole Miss last year, Saban was talking to us about how just with Jalen, it was learning how to not feel like you had to do everything. You had to, not feeling like you had to be Superman and try to put the team on your back. So I think in that regard, too, in this small sample size of the college football season, we've seen a lot of growth in that area as well.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think he's grown on the deep ball. I think the receivers are probably better this year than they were last year. And I think that He's definitely the X factor in this entire thing.
Yeah, Ryan Williams is a guy, if you're Georgia, you might want to figure out how to defend, because all he does is catch touchdowns.
Yeah, agreed.